This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine, and with me is Emily Connolly. And if Emily is with me, chances are pretty good we're going to be talking, at least partially, about audiobooks for younger listeners. So how right am I?
You are spot on, Joe.
Oh, I love being spot on.
That is the theme all week, actually. And we're talking about audiobooks that are from a specific list, actually. They're all books from the I'm Your Neighbor book list that are about welcoming new arrivals and creating conversations about immigration and raising children to welcome others. Kirsten Cappy, who's a friend of Audiophile, has built a website dedicated to these books and mobile libraries for school libraries to borrow and explore. So
that's really cool. And say the name of the organization again. Does it have a website?
Yes, it's I'm Your Neighbor Books, and it'll definitely be in our show notes. There's a reason we're talking about this. Audiophile's actually hosting a webinar with Kirsten and several narrators to talk about bringing these stories to life. So that'll be on May 6th, and there'll be more information in the show notes, but please join.
Fabulous. And is it a Zoom call so people can see faces and put faces to voices, which is always fun, especially with audiobook narrators?
Exactly. And you'll get to hear readings. You'll get to watch what happens in the booth and hear live reading. So it should be a really good conversation on May 6th.
So where are we beginning today?
We're beginning with a really sweet middle grade audiobook called Amina's Song, and it's written by Henna Khan, and it's narrated by Sonila Nankani. And I loved getting to listen to this audiobook because the first in this series, Amina's Voice, was actually one of the first I reviewed for Audiophile. So it was really great getting to go back and revisit her story.
Were you surprised that another book came out? Or when you were done with the first, did it seem likely that a second one might follow?
It seemed like there was definitely an opening for it. For sure. And I was happy to see a sequel. And it's so Amina's Voice is about a shy sixth grader who's gaining confidence and growing in her relationships over the course of the book and comes together with her community in the face of an anti-Muslim hate crime at their Islamic center. So it's a book for middle grade readers, but does touch on some tougher subjects. And in this sequel, we have Amina, who's thrilled to be on vacation in Pakistan, seeing family there and so excited about all the sights and sounds. And Sonila Nankani is so perfect for making all these characters feel really true to life with her easy accents and her enthusiasm in her narration. But she also, you know, she really conveys all these big feelings that Amina's having. And I think that comes through well. And actually, we have a sound clip we could listen to. So to set this up a little, just before this passage, her cousin Sora says she would have a hard time getting a visa to come visit Amina in America because our government would worry she'd try to stay. But then she says she wouldn't even want to live in the United States anyway. And so Amina's feeling like, hey, why would you say that? So I think if we listen, we'll hear a bit both of the dialogue, but also just how Amina feels torn.
So this takes place in Pakistan.
Yes, it's like her last night or one of her last nights there with her family.
So this is Amina's Song, and it's by Henna Khan, and it's read by Sunila Nankani.
I like my life here, Zora continues. I want to be close to the family. I want to work for my country and do something to help people here. And I don't want to be in a place where I'm not wanted. Heat rises to my face as she utters the last sentence. She's talking about my country, the one that's a part of me and made me who I am. I stay silent and stare at the sky, trying to make out constellations as I think about how to respond. You're not wanted in America, I finally say in a small voice that sounds less confident than I want. I listen to the news, Amina, Zora scoffs. Remember what happened to your own mosque and the things those kids wrote on the walls. But stuff like that isn't happening all the time, I argue, even as the words go home flash through my mind. Zora doesn't respond, but I can sense her disbelief. Most Americans are nice and good, I continue. Everyone helped repair the mosque. My friend Sujin's church held our carnival and everything. They wouldn't have needed to if it wasn't destroyed in the first place. I gulp. That's true, too. But I know Zora is wrong. I just don't know how to make her see it.
Sunila is so good at differentiating those voices, and not just with the accents, but with the tonalities. As I said, she's so nuanced in what she does.
Yes, I agree. And I think listening to an audiobook like this, it's great getting all those different voices and those characters. And I think it really draws more emotion out of the story, too. And so I think this is a great listen, and it's definitely one that makes sense to be on this I'm Your Neighbor's book list, just because it's a great example of what it can be like growing up in a town where maybe you're standing out for your differences, in a school where other people don't have the same background as you, and also just how to, you know, move through the world and have confidence in who you are. She has a passion for songwriting that she discovers over the course of the book, too, and it's really sweet. And it mirrors Amina's song, where she's getting really excited about singing. And here she's getting excited about making her own music, writing music. And that's great, too.
And again, it's May 6th, correct? That's when the webinar will be.
Yes, there's a webinar May 6th to look out for. We'll share more information about that in the show notes.
Okay. Wonderful. We were talking about Amina's Song by Hena Khan, and it's read by Sunila Nankani. Always a pleasure, Emily.
Yes, always very fun.
This episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles like While Justice Sleeps by Stacey Abrams and Broken Horses, written and read by Brandi Carlile, who also performs over 30 songs on the production. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.